Today's daf is Ksuvus daf Zayin. We left off in daf Vavam Beis, three lines from the end of the page. We're right in the middle of the sugya, or coming to the end of the sugya of Bir B'tchila B'Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to discuss what different people did, what different people held about having Bir for the first time on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to talk about whether Yom Tov is any different than Shabbos with this regard. And we're going to come to a maskana with a lashon of Hora of a Hora'a, and we'll discuss a little bit of what the Lashon of Hora'a means. Does Hora'a always mean a Kula, or is Hora'a sometimes a Chumra as well? Then the Gemara is going to get into the issue of how many days of Shavar Bachas you need, how many days of Simcha, how many days of Bracha, and the factors that it depends on, whether the girl is first marriage or not a first marriage, whether the guy is in his first marriage or not a first marriage. Then the basic Gemara is going to talk about the requirement of having a minyan for the Birchas Chasanim, and what the source of that requirement is, and the general concept of getting 10 people to be Mefarsei Mepsak Halacha as well may come from the same source. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether they would make a Birchas Chasanim in the Beis Erisin, or they would do it in the Beis Nisuin, and it may depend on whether they had Yichud or not in the Beis Erisin. And then at the very end of the daf, probably not going to get to it today, it's going to talk a little bit about Panim Chadashos. So let us begin. Three lines from the bottom of the page, Davav and Beis, the Gemara is discussing different rayas, whether one is allowed to be bowel b'tchila b'shabbos or not. So we're comparing it to other cases. Maser Rabbi Ami, hamapis morsa b'shabbos, if a person pops a pus pimple on Shabbos, if he's trying to make an opening in his skin to let the air in, so then chayiv, he's going to be chayiv for making that opening in his skin. But if his purpose is not the opening of the skin, it's just to draw the pus out, then pater, he's going to be pater. And over here, unlike in most other cases in Hilcha Shabbos, where the word pater always means pater avalaser, over here pater means pater umutter. So you see that if you hold that it's lahotzi men aleicha, it's going to be mutter. So this is a kasha on the one that says that biya b'tchil b'shabbos is aser, because biya b'tchil b'shabbos is also lahotzi adam, it's to take out the blood that's in there. And so Gemara, no, there's the difference. Hasam pakid va'akir, hacha pakid v'lo akir. Even if you hold dam mifkad pakid, it's still not quite like pus in a pimple. Pus in a pimple is not only gathered together in that one spot, but it's completely separate from the flesh, whereas the dam besulim, although it's gathered together in that one spot and may not be regular blood, but it is not totally separate from the flesh. Some of it is balua in the kosle arechem, and therefore it may still be a violation on Shabbos to have bia b'tchila, even if it's not a violation on Shabbos, to open up the pus pimple. But the Gemara assumed that if it's lasel slapev, the purpose in making the pimple is to lasel slapev, to make an opening, then that's for sure going to be chayv. What's the issue of lasel slapev? So Rashi writes that the issue is asiyas pesach is because of bona, that the issue of making a pesach in a person's body is a violation of building. That just like you're not allowed to make a pesach in a building, so too you're not allowed to make a pesach in an adam. It's like binyan kli. And Rashi says we find binyan by Balei Chayim, because the pasuk says in Bereishis, even Hashem Elokim Satzela, Asher Lakach Min HaAdam LeIsha, that Hashem built the rib that he took from man, or whatever bone it was that he took from man, and built an isha from it. So you have that lashon of vayiven, of building, even though it's a human being. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Shabbos says, no, the isser is not bona, the isser is maka bepatish. Why is maka bepatish? What does it have to do with mapis morsa? There's no gemar melacha. So Minchas Chinuch explains in Mosach HaShabbos and Melachas maka bepatish that the Rambam holds that any tikkun kli is by definition a chiyuv of maka bepatish. The Rambam writes, if you make a nekev in a lul shel tarnagolim, you chayv mishum maka bepatish. You make a little hole in a chicken coop, that's also maka bepatish. So the Rambam has a pretty broad definition of what he would consider maka bepatish. So two lines from the top now, back in the Gemara. Rabbi Ami shari lemivul b'tchil b'shabbos. Rabbi Ami used to permit having bia for the first time in Shabbos. Amar le Rabban v'lo k'siv k'subasa. The Rabban said, how could you allow it? There's no k'suba. Amar lehu et v'suv metaltalin. It's okay, you don't have to have a written form of k'suba. You could just give her metaltalin, and the metaltalin will be there for the k'suba. Rav Zvid shari lemivul b'tchil b'shabbos. Rav Zvid allowed having bia for the first time on Shabbos. Ikadam Rav Zvid gufei bal b'tchil b'shabbos. Some say it wasn't Rav Zvid that was matir bia b'tchil b'shabbos. Rav Zvid himself did bia b'tchil b'shabbos himself. Rav Yehuda shari lemivul b'tchila b'yom tov. Rav Yehuda allowed having bia for the first time on Yom Tov. Amar Papi Mishmei the Rava Lotim V'Yom Tov Shari B'Shabbos Aser Duadin Da'afilu B'Shabbos Nami Shari U'Maisa Shaya Kachaya. Don't be medayek from the fact that he said that Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to have beer for the first time on Yom Tov, that it's Dafka Din in Yom Tov, but on Shabbos it would be Aser. No, Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same. If it's Mutar on Yom Tov, it's Mutar on Shabbos as well. Why did he Dafka say Yom Tov? He said Yom Tov because that was the Shaila that he was asked. Someone asked him about a Yom Tov, so he said it's Mutar on Yom Tov, but Enoch Navi, Shabbos would have been exactly the same, would have been Mutar as well. Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava Amar, the Yom Tov Shari B'Shabbos Aser. But Rav Papa Taka makes that distinction between Yom Tov and Shabbos. He says, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to have B'Tchila, but not for the first time on Shabbos. Amrle Rav Papi l'Rav Papa. So Rav Papi says, Rav Papa, my daiteich, why would you think to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Mitoch shehutra chabura l'tzorach chutra nami shelo l'tzorach. Is it because the Yisr of making chabura is only going to be Yasser on Shabbos? It's not going to be Yasser on Yom Tov because it falls under the category of mitoch, that since you're allowed to make a chabura in an animal, you're allowed to shecht an animal for the sake of ochal nefesh, so mitoch shehutra l'tzorach ochal nefesh, once it's mutter for the sake of ochal nefesh, we allow it even when it's not for the sake of ochal nefesh, like in the case of a first bia. Elameata, if that were the case, if we were to apply that idea of mitoch, then mutar lasos mugmar b'yom tov. You should be allowed to burn incense on Yom Tov because the mitoch shutra avar l'tzorach utrami shelo l'tzorach. If after all, once something is permitted when it's a tzorach Yom Tov, when it's a tzorach ochal nefesh, it's permitted even when it's not a tzorach ochal nefesh. And we're allowed to light fires. We're not allowed to light a fire yesh meyayin. That's a violation of nolad. But if you have a fire, you're allowed to expand the fire. You're allowed to burn things on a fire for the sake of cooking, for the sake of making Yom Tov meals. So it should be mutter to burn incense as well, for that same reason. Amar Lei, so you're responding, no, Alecha Makra, Ach Asher Yechel L'chol Nefesh. Part of the requirement of applying the idea of Mitoch is it has to be something that's L'chol Nefesh. Davar Hashav L'chol Nefesh. It has to be something that's universally enjoyed. And Mugmar is not something that's appreciated by most people. It's something that's appreciated by a select few, and therefore does not fall under the category of Mitoch. If that were the case, it has to be something that's universally enjoyed. If you have a deer that you catch on Yom Tov, since it's not considered Shabbos, since not everyone enjoys deer all the time, it's something that most people don't eat regularly, so should we say that it's also to shecht it? It's not going to fall under the category of Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. That he says, no, there's a difference. Tzvi is something that if people had, they would eat. It's just something that's rare to find. People don't typically find that meat. But if they had it, they would eat it. No one has a problem with eating it. Mugmar is something that some people just, they don't appreciate it. Even given the opportunity, they don't appreciate it. They wouldn't use it. They don't want their, mugmar is they would burn this incense and have the smoke, smoke up the clothing that you would wear to give it a certain smell. Some people don't like to walk around with that smell in their clothing. They like a fresher smell. I don't know, they don't like the smoky smell or with the incense smell in their clothing. People don't appreciate the mugmar. Amar Rav Yaakov, this is a critical gemara in terms of shavu l'kol nefesh, is a critical rule in terms of what, determining what we are and are not allowed to do on Yom Tov, and may change over the course of time. Meaning what was once shavu l'kol nefesh may no longer be shavu l'kol nefesh. Some of the earlier poskim assumed that smoking was shavu l'kol nefesh, because who didn't smoke? Everyone smoked. And it's some of the other poskim suggest, Kamran Sanon writes, that it's not that it's shavu l'kol nefesh, it's that anything that's healthy by definition is shavu l'kol nefesh. So explain that even though many people didn't smoke, smoking is still shavu l'kol nefesh because it's so healthy, it's so good for you. It helps cure a hearty appetite. You're no longer going to have a hearty appetite. It helps calm your nerves. It does so many wonderful things for you. So since it's such a healthy thing, that's why it's mutter. So some of the later posts can point out that probably we can't use that heter anymore to assume that it's such a healthy thing, and that's why it's shavu'ul kol nefesh. So it doesn't, and certainly in America today, it's no longer shavu'ul kol nefesh. It's not something that a lot of people do. So pashtus is that smoking, aside from being in a sederaisa the whole year round, is an additional. It's a chil yom tov. Pashtus is that it's a chil yom tov as well on a daraisa level. On the other hand, something like bathing, so it used to be considered, the Gemara says explicitly, that bathing one's entire body is not shavu'ul kol nefesh, because who bathes on a regular basis their entire body? You wash, panav yadav v'raglav, you wash your hands, your feet, your face. That's shavu'ul kol nefesh, to heat up water, to wash your hands, your feet, and your face. But to heat up water, to wash your entire body, that's not shavu'ul kol nefesh. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa already as saying that maybe we need to analyze again whether that's considered shavu'ul kol nefesh. I think most of the poskim assume that it is shavu'ul kol nefesh b'zman hazeh. It's just a question of whether there's an additional iser of gzeiros habalanim that may still be intact, or some other additional iser that may still apply. But pashtus is that bathing is considered shavu'ul kol nefesh nowadays. Now, in order for something to be shavu'ul kol nefesh, Tosfos points out, pirish in Dibur Maskel Mitoch, mitoch shut v'tzorach pirish v'tzorach chol nefesh, hutar nami shlo tzorach chol nefesh, ubelvad shei tzorach hanoas hayom utzorach kiyum mitzvah biyom tov. He says, in order for something to apply mitoch, to say that if something is mutter for chol nefesh, it's mutter even for non-chol nefesh purposes, it has to at least be some sort of tzorach hayom. You can't do it if there's no benefit for the day of Yom Tov, or no tzorach mitzvah whatsoever. Kaido tzas katan lemolo v'sefer Torah likros bo v'lulav lotzes bo. If you need to be motzi, you need to carry a katan to get to a bris mila, a lulav for the mitzvah, something like that. That's a tzorach mitzvah. That would be a tzorach hayom. Aval shalol tzorach hayom klal sestosos. That would not be mutter at all. Even if you're going to say, well, wait, if tzas mutter l'tzorach achol nefesh, then tzas should be mutter shalol tzorach achol nefesh. No, you want to just carry stones, and there's no need for Yom Tov whatsoever, you're not going to be able to apply mitoch. It says Tosfos, when someone bakes on Yom Tov for a weekday, according to Rav Chista, you get Malkus. He says, because that's because Rav Chista doesn't hold of the concept of Hoil, that since Hoil Mekla Yorchim, since guests might come that day, so it may be needed for that day. So Rav Chista says, no, you don't need it for that day at all, so if it's no Tzoruch Hayom at all, then we're not going to apply Mitoch. If there's no Tzoruch Hayom at all, even something like baking is going to be Aser. Tosfos asks, what about Shechitas Olas Nedava? They still allow Shechita of an Olas Nedava. Say, what's the Tzoruch Hayom of that? You don't get to eat any of it. It's an Ola. It all gets burnt, and it's not a Chiyuv, it's a Nedava. So how could you be allowed to shecht it? So it says to us, no, that's also called the Tzoruch Mitzvah, because Shalo Yei Shulchan Chamaleh V'Shulchan Rabbecha Chaser. You shouldn't have your Shulchan full with all sorts of delicious foods, and the Mizbeach, which is the Shulchan of the Ribono Shel Olam, missing things. So therefore, it's considered a Tzoruch Mitzvah. What about a person finds chametz in their house? The Gemara says in Pesachim, Yekofel of Kli, we don't allow burning it. Isn't that considered a Tzoruch Mitzvah? So why don't we allow burning it? After all, we should apply Mitoch, says Tosfos, because that's an Isser Muktza Midrabanan, that we don't allow burning it. But typically speaking, with Tzoruch Mitzvah, it would be enough of a reason to allow burning it. So that's the Yisod of Tosos, that even when we say Mitoch, it has to be a Tzoruch Hayom Ktsas. There has to be some sort of benefit. The Marsha raises a question over here. The Gemara said that if you hold that it's Mutter to be bold B'tchila on Yom Tov, it's not necessarily Mutter on Shabbos. Right? There was that opinion that it's only Mutter on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. That was Rav Papa's opinion. So Rav Papi says, Rav Papa, why would you ever make such a distinction? It must all be because of Mitoch. Says Marsha, wait a second, there's another reason not to be bold with Chil B'Shabbos. Gzeira Shami Yishchat Ben Of, that we're afraid you're going to come to shecht an animal. Wouldn't that be the more logical reason to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov? That there's no Gzeira Shami Yishchat Ben Of on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to shecht Ben Of on Yom Tov. The whole Gzeira only makes sense on Shabbos. So the Marsha writes that if that was the real reason of Rava, he should have said that it's aser to be bowl on Motzai Shabbos as well, because in that same brisa it says that Gzeir Shem Yishchah Ben Of applies to Motzai Shabbos. So the fact that he only says B'Shabbos, that implies that it's it's only a din of malacha on Shabbos, of a siyas chabur or something like that, not a gzeira of Shema Yishka ben Of. Pnei Yeshua suggests a little differently. He says gzeira Shema Yishka ben Of is not paskan la halacha. We find a lot of Amoraim that are cholik on that gzeira, and therefore it's pashut that Rav is not being cholik on all those Amoraim, and he doesn't hold the gzeira of ben Of either. The Afla suggests a third teretz, that since Chazal were choshesh, they might forget and shecht ben Of, they have to be choshesh and Yom Tov, you might forget and do some sort of malacha that's also in Yom Tov as well. Meaning, Gzera Shemish Chabinov is not about Shechita per se. It's about that in the preparations for the wedding, you're going to get so caught up that you're going to forget to do something. It's really Gzera Shemiyasa Malacha B'Shabbos. It's not a Gzera of Shemish Chabinov Dafka. There are other malachas that you could do on Yom Tov, but you might sharpen the knife to shech the animal, or you might do other things that are asur on Yom Tov as well. That's quite a chiddush, because we said before that the Gemara Dafka said, tells us that Shem Yishchad ben Of, as opposed to Shem Yishchad Behema or anything else, that it's something that's quick, that's very easy and quick. So what Malacha and Yom Tov is also to do, that we're going to be choshesh, that you're going to do mamish in the moment, that's only going to take a half a second. Anyway, that's the Aflas Chiddush. So back in the Gemara about Biyah B'tchil B'Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Hora Rabbi Yochanan B'tzaydan, also live B'tchil B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan gave a Hora that it's also to be bowled for the first time in Shabbos. Umika Hora L'Isser, does Lashon Hora make sense by an Isser? Hora implies that it takes some confidence, it takes some work to come up with a Hora. Anyone could say Yasser. If you're not sure about something, you just say Yasser. So why would you, the Kocha De'atera is Adif. It takes a lot more to say a Kula. So why would you use such a Lashon of Hora when it comes to an Isser? Says Marin, we do have it sometimes, but sometimes it's a chiddush to say something's asur also. Vatanan, the Mishnah tells us, for example, Haru Beisil Shetei Nazira Od Sheva Shanim Acheros. The Mishnah Masech Nazir tells us that Elani Amalka, son went out to war, and she took a neder for 7 years that she was going to be a Nazira. A woman could be a Nazir as well. And she fulfilled all 7 years in Chutz Laaretz, and then she came to Eretz Yisrael, and she wanted to know that she have to start the clock again, start the 7 years again, because now she's in Eretz Yisrael. And Beis Hillel said, yes, you have to start all over again. So that was a great chiddush, and that took a lot of guts to say that to the Malka, that she has to be a Nazira for another 7 years. So that's called a Hora'a. The Inami Kiyaditanya, or another example of Hora'a for Isser, Chuta Shidrush Nifsak Merubo Divir Rebbe. Rebbe holds, if you have the spinal column is mostly severed, is mostly cut, that would make the animal a trefa. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Afilu Nikev. Rabbi Yaakov says, even if there's a small puncture in it, it would make it a trefa. Hora Rebbe K'Rabbi Yaakov. And then Rebbe was Mora K'Rabbi Yaakov. So again, you see a lashon of Hora'a L'chumra. Amar Afuna Ein Alach K'Rabbi Yaakov. Afuna says, but we don't pass like that. Rav Nachman Yizk Masni Hachi. Amar Ve'Yavau Shol Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yaakov to Mintzuris, Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaydan, Vana Shami. They asked Rabbi Yishmael ben Yaakov ben Mitzor, asked Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaydan, and I overheard it, says Rabbi Yavahu, Ma'u livel b'tchil b'Shabbos, is one allowed to have bia for the first time on Shabbos? V'amar lei, Asur. He said, no, it's Asur. V'hilchasa, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Mutter livel b'tchil b'Shabbos, that it is mutter to have bia for the first time on Shabbos. Ni Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, Simon Samuch Gimel, Si'if Aleph, and in Orachayim, Simon Reish Pei, the Shulchan Aruch Pasans La'alacha, Mutter livel b'tchil b'Shabbos, like our Gemara says. However, it is somewhat challenging, because the Gemara had said previously in Daf Vavim Beis that the reason for the hetter to be bol b'tchil b'Shabbos is because it's davar shein miskaven, and we assume that like Rabbi Shimon, davar shein miskaven is mutter. So regular bia is not a psik reshe. Why is it not a psik reshe? Because there are those that are biki in bataya or rov biki, and there are a lot of people that are biki in bataya and know how to have bia in such a way that it's not going to cause blood to come out. But if you have a situation where people are not biki in bataya, then it's a psik reshe, and even Rabbi Shimon would be modeh that it's aser. So that's what all the achronim ask. Nowadays, people are not biki in bataya, we assume. So isn't it a psik reshe that it's going to cause the bleeding, and therefore how could we say that it's mutter to be bol b'tchila b'Shabbos? So the Bach writes on the side of the Torah, and Eben Ezra over there, that l'maskanas ha-gemara, the reason we are matir being bol b'tchila b'Shabbos is not because davar shein miskaven, it's because it's mekalkel, and that's what we're relying on. That since it's mekalkel, it's going to be mutter. The difficulty with that is that even though mekalkel is not asur midaraisa, but we still hold even the malacha b'derech mekalkel is asur midarabanan. So the Gemara said if it's mekalkel, it's mutter to be bol b'Shabbos. but Tosav there writes that since it's Eina Meskavim Le'Isser and it's also Mekalkel, the Rabbanan didn't ask it. But Bizman said that it's Psik Reisha, we can't use Eina Meskavim as a sniff. Eina Meskavim doesn't help us anymore because it's a Psik Reisha. That's the difficulty with the Bach. The Pnei Yeshua suggests, based on Ritva, that the Gemara is not saying that only someone who's a Baki can be Baal Bataya is allowed to be Baal on Shabbos. Even someone who's not a Baki is allowed to be Baal on Shabbos, because since it's possible that he may luck into doing a Bia Bataya, he may just do it right, even though he doesn't know how to do it right. Mimela's not a Psik Reisha. As long as it's not a Psik Reisha, you're good. So it's not called a Psik Reisha just because no one knows necessarily exactly what they're doing. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua understands. Pnei Yeshua has another explanation as well, many other explanations, but La Halacha, we pass from that it's Mutu Livot B'tchila B'Shabbos. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara, third wide line. Amar B'chalba, Amar B'huna, Amar B'yab B'arzivda, Amar Rav, Achas B'sula V'achas Almana, Tu in a Bracha. Both the B'sula and an Almana require a Bracha. Right, that we said an almana does not require birchas chasanim. How can you say that she does? Lo kasha kan be bachur shenas almana, kan be almon shenas almana. It depends who the chasan is. If the chasan is a bachur, so then there should be a birchas chasanim. If the chasan is an almon, there's no birchas chasanim. The almon shenas almana lo. Really, when an almon marries an almana, there's no birchas chasanim whatsoever. V'amrav Nachman Amar Lihuna bar Nasan Tanim Inayin lebirchas chasanim ba'asara. How do we know that you have to have a minion for birchas chasanim? Shenemar v'ika chasara anashim yizikne ir v'yomer shvu po v'yeshvu. And in the case of Boaz and Rus, it says that he gathered asara anashim, that he gathered a minion together for birchas chasanim. So you see that Boaz almon shenas almana ava, and Boaz was a situation of an almon shenas almana, and nevertheless we still say that you need a minion for birchas chasanim from Boaz. So how can you say that an almon shenas almana doesn't require birchas chasanim? My enetuna bracha dam Rafuna, enetuna bracha kol zayin. No, and Rafuna said that you don't need a bracha when it's an almon that marries an almana. It means you don't need a full week of sheva brachas. Avli yomecha tuna bracha, but certainly that one day you do require a bracha. So that would be that would certainly be required. So says my alhadatanya shakti chum al tchanus b'sol shei semechima gimel yamin. But we said previously that the chum were concerned about tchanus b'sol. We said that the almana gets married on Thursday, so she can have the first bia on Friday, and stafka got to be Friday because we don't want him working on Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos, because shakti chum that they should have 3 days together. But it's 3 days b'mai. But well, who's the almana marrying where she needs 3 days? Iba bachur, if she's marrying a bachur, hamrit shiva. We said you need 7 days if it's a bachur. Iba almon, hamrit yom echad. If she's marrying an almon, then you only need 1 day. You don't need 7 days at all. So why are we saying that she needs 3 days? So you basically say almon yom echad bracha shloshal simcha. You could say it's talking about an almon, and it's 1 day of bracha and 3 days of simcha. There's a difference between bracha and simcha, meaning ein echinami. You only make bracha for 1 day, but simcha, the chacham were concerned he should have 3 days with her. Shiva lebracha shlosh simcha. Or we could say that we're talking about a bachur, and there are 3 days of bracha, and 7 days of bracha rather, but only 3 days of simcha. The Yishidim Gretzis quotes from Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah that even in the days of bracha that are not Yimei Simcha, you still have to have a su'uda in order to be mevarich berachas chasanim. Those are days of bracha. You have to get a minion together and have a su'uda and get panim chadashos and say the berachas chasanim, even though they're not necessarily days of Simcha. But in the Yad David, he writes that these are not days of Simcha, so there's no Chiv of Suda. But what you see from the Shittim Betzas is that when you have the ability to say Birchas Chasanim, you dafka have to go out of your way to make a Suda in order to have, meaning the alternatives, like Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes. Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes in the Elif L'Cha Shlomo that no, there's no Chiv to make a Suda. The din of Shev Brachas is that if you're during the time where you can say Shev Brachas and you happen to have a minion and you happen to have Panim Chadashos, then you have a chiv to say Shavu Brachos. But the chiv doesn't otherwise kick in. That's what generates the chiv. A minyan, a su'uda, and panim chadashos generates a chiv of Shavu Brachos. But if a couple says, you know what, we can't stand Shavu Brachos, we just want to have one or two su'udos over the course of the week, other than that, we're just going to lay low, we're just going to, you know, keep a low profile, we're not going to have Shavu Brachos every night. So then there would be no requirement. That's what Shlomo Kluger writes. But you see from the Shittim Gvetz, it's not that way. The Shittim Gvetz understands that there's some sort of obligation obligation to make sure that if you have the opportunity to have a Sheva Brachos, to go out of your way to actually have that Sheva Brachos. It's also a discussion in the Rishonim over here, the last line over here, where we said there are two possibilities of why you need 3 days of Simcha. Either the Alman is marrying an Almon and it's 1 day of Bracha and 3 days of Simcha, or she's marrying a Bachur and it's 7 days of Bracha and 3 days of Simcha. Do those two possibilities argue on each other, or are they both true? The Rambam seems to understand that the Iba Yisemas do not argue with each other, which we could say is the Pashtos, that Bracha and Simcha are just two totally different issues, that Bracha runs on the schedule of the guy, and Simcha will run on the schedule of the guy, and Simcha on the schedule of the girl. So they don't necessarily disagree with each other. But the Rashba and the Ran both hold that the Iba Yisema is archalik on each other. And according to the first Iba Yisema, a bachur that marries an almana has shiva yimei simcha, and the takan of shlosha simcha is only by an almon shenas almana. So that's actually machlokas rishonim over here. The Shulchan Aruch paskens and Ebene Ezer that if someone marries a basula, saruch l'smachima zayin yamim shelo yase melacha, that he has to be mesameach with her for 7 days and he can't do melacha. And then the Ramah adds, chasan asr basiyas melacha, that a chasan cannot do melacha. So that's what all the achronim ask on the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch just said that. The Ramah generally tries to add things that the Shulchan Aruch didn't say. So the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Mechokik, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch explain that the Yisr Melacha comes from a chiv to be mesameach as ishto, and the Yemei Simcha, the Chazal were mesakin, are letova si isha, but if the woman is mochel in those Yemei Simcha, then the chasan should be able to go to work. But the Ramah holds, aside from the Yisr Melacha, because of Yemei Simcha, there's also an Yisr Melacha mitzad the din of being a chasan, and therefore it would turn out that even if she's mochel in the Yisr Melacha, she says, okay, I don't mind, go to work the week of Sheva Brachos, he still, according to the Ramah, would not be allowed to go to work, because as a chasan, he would have an Yisr to go to work. Another nafkamina, Chiddush Rabbi Shmuel points out between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, if it's mutter for a chasan to do the vodos habayis that are mesameach his wife, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that the whole thing is a din of simcha, so he's going to put the furniture together, he's going to do all these things that is going to, it's going to make his wife happy, so then it would be okay. But according to the Ramah, that the Yisr Malacha is a din in a chasan, that it's like his personal yomtov, so he shouldn't be doing any malacha, then he shouldn't be putting the furniture together. I don't know what people do during Shavuot Brachos week if they're not putting furniture together. I don't know. That's what I remember doing all week. But okay, so that's the that's machlokas mechaber and the Ramah. Says Gemara, Meisvei Mevarch leBesula Shiva laAlmana Yom Echad. For a Besula, we say 7 brachos for an Almana, 7 days of Sheva brachos for Almana. It's only 1 day. My love, Afilu Almana Shenisis leBacher. Isn't this saying that would be true when an Almana only gets Yom Echad, even when she marries a Bacher? Says Gemara, no, the Almon. That's when an Almana marries an Almon that it's Yom Echad. Otherwise, it's 7 days. Avol Bacher. If she marries a bachur, what would it then be? Shiva. It would be 7 days. If that's the case, listening to Mavarkon the Basula Shiva, that for a Basula we always have 7 days, and it should say, Ulalmana, it depends. Shanisis la bachur Shiva, Ulalmana, Yom Echad. That if she marries a bachur, it's Shiva. If she marries an Almana, it's Yom Echad. Why does it just say, Ulalmana, Yom Echad? It doesn't suggest the possibility that when Almana marries a bachur, that it's going to be 7 days as well. We'd rather take something that's an absolute, that you're never going to have a basula that's less than 7 days. You'll never have almana that's less than 1 day. So we just say that which is clear and absolute. But in a chinami, sometimes you'll have an almana that's more than 1 day. You just never. It will always be a minimum of 1 day. Gufa, now we had just said previously, Amram Nachman Amr Lihuna Bar Nasan Tana, Minayin L'Birchas Chasanim Basara, how do we know that you need a minion in order to say Birchas Chasanim? Shenema V'ika Chasara Nashim Yizikne Yir V'yomer Shvu Po, that Boaz took 10 men and he held the wedding. Rabbi Yavo Amr Mehach, Rabbi Yavo learns from the following pasuk, V'makelus Baruch V'elokim Hashem Yimakor Yisrael, that it's B'makelos that we're Mevarich B'makor Yisrael, and we assume that that's about weddings. Rav Nachman b'haikra de Rabbi Yavo my darish bay. What's Rav Nachman going to do with Rabbi Yavo's pasuk of Makelus Baruch Elokim Hashem Yimakor Yisrael? Mi bay leilach etatanya. He uses it for a different drasha. Hayra meir omer. Rav Meir say minayin shafilu ubrim shemei iman amru shira alayam. How do I know that even the fetuses in the mother's womb, said Shira Layam, Shinabra Makelos Baruch Elohim Hashem Makar Yisrael. That it says, Makelos Baruch Elohim Hashem Makar Yisrael. Makar Yisrael means from way down in the womb, they were already saying Shira. The Idach, and the other one would respond, Nimkein Lemakrami Beten, Maimi Makar, Aliske Makar. So Rabbi Avo would respond that no, if that's what the meaning of the Pasuk was, alone it would have said me Beten. The fact that it says me Makar tells us that it's Aliske Makar, that we're talking about a wedding which relates to having children. Rabbi Avo, Baik, brother of Nachman, my daughter. By the way, that entire conversation is a little bit of a tzarach, you know, he's wondering about that conversation. When you're having a halacha conversation, we learn halacha from this Pasuk. So what does the other one do with that Pasuk? What halacha does he learn from that Pasuk? So tell me, even if you learn halacha from the Pasuk, you can learn 10 agaritas from the Pasuk, even if you already learn halacha from the Pasuk. So he'll take that Pasuk, and he needs that Pasuk to teach me agarita. Shkayach, so use it for the agarita and use it for the halacha as well. Never understood that Gemara. What's the halacha? What are we deriving from the fact that the fetuses sang Shira b'mei iman? I'm really not sure what to make of that. V'Rabbi Avo, v'haikrod Rav Nachman my darish bay. What does Rabbi Avo do with the pasuk of Rav Nachman? Homi b'ayle l'midrash amoni v'la amonis, mo'avi v'la mo'avis. He needed that pasuk to tell me that they gathered a minion together to teach the drasha of amoni v'la amonis, mo'avi v'la mo'avis, that only a male amoni or female mo'avi or male mo'avi is aslovo b'kal, but a female amoni and amonis, a female mo'avis, is mutalovo b'kal. Because if you're going to say that it's only for the sake of bracha, lo sagi delav zekenim, what do you think? You're going to learn everything out from that pasuk? Boaz gathered together zekenim. So you're going to say, in order to hold the wedding, you need to have zekenim? Well, yeah, but on the flip side, if you say that it's only to hold the drasha of amoni v'lo amanis, why do you need a minion to hold the drasha? You want to hold the drasha, so you say a shir. If there's one person there, you say the shir. If there's five people there, you say the shir. If there's a minion, what does he need a minion for? Says Marin for sumi milsa. When you say a brand new psak halacha, and you're going to be dorish something that's going to be a revolutionary psak that you need, that you want to gain traction, you need to be mefarsim, and you could be mefarsim only with a minion. Because I'm the Shmuler of Chanah Bagdasa. When you wanted to say the halacha that mezakalu berkana, that you have that a fetus can be kona something, so Yedavka said that you should get a minion together. It happens to be didn't work that mezakalu uber is not the uber is not kona when you're mezakalu uber. But that's the discussion of the gathering of a minion together for birchusan. The Mishnah Megillah in Daf Chav Gimel goes through all the different things that you need a minion for. Kaddish, Kedusha, Kriyas HaTorah, Birch Savelim, Birchus Chasana makes the list as well. So Shidim Gretzes quotes from the Gaonim, why is it that Birchus Chasana needs a minion? So he says, because it's a Dover Shep Kedusha, to be Mavarich Hashem, and a Chasna is a Dover Shep Kedusha. That's why we say Kaddish Kedusha with a minion. Anything that's a Dover Shep Kedusha gets a minion. The question is, why is it a Dover Shep Kedusha? Why should it be any different than any other bracha, that this needs a minion, whereas other brachas don't need a minion? Also, the Gemara says over here, not that it's Dover Shep Kedusha, that we derive it from a Pasuk. Sounds like had it not been for the Pasuk, we never would have categorized it as a Dover Shep Kedusha. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, no, it's definitely not a Dover Shep Kedusha. It needs a minion, because we're Mevarich, Shakol Bar Lechvodo, and it's Lekavod and Asafim, where we're Masker, Binyan Yerushalayim, and it's not Derech HaKavod to mention these types of Inyanim, B'pachos Me'asara. You want to have a proper minion to mention these kinds of very critical Inyanim. By Birch HaGomel, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, and we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that you need a minion for Birchas HaGomel. But Hetiv writes in the name of Poskim that the Bala Nes will count as one of the minyan, but you do need a minyan. So Mishabura says, how do I know the Birchas HaGomel needs a minyan? You see it from Maseches Ksuvis, that a Chasin is, how do I know, Sharetzin writes rather, that the Bala Nes is mitzayif to the minyan? Because in tomorrow's daf we're going to learn that the Chasin is mitzayif to the minyan by Birchas Chasanim. And the minyan by Birchas HaGomel is the same idea as the minyan by Birchas Chasanim. Now if you understand understand that Birchus Chasadim is a Dover Shep Kedusha, so Lechor, it's not the same. Birchus HaGomel is not a Dover Shep Kedusha. But if you say it's Lefersume Milsa, so certainly when one gives Hoda'a, that should be done by Pirsum. That Hoda'a Dafka, that's why the famous word of the Mitziv, and it's found in Rishonim already, by the Korban Toda, that you need 40 Lachme Toda, and they all need to be eaten in one day. There's a Dafyomi coincidence. We have a grandfather of a new baby. You say Birchus HaGomel after having a baby, and it's Dafka Hoda'a. You Dafka do it in public in a way that's going to be a hoda'a to thank the Ribbono Shlom. So that's what the Nitziv writes. The 40 loaves of bread that you have all have to be eaten in one day. How could a human being possibly eat in one day? The answer is, a human being can't possibly eat in one day. He's going to have to gather together as many of his friends as possible. Oh, why did you bring a Korban Toda? I had to bring a Korban Toda because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this and this for me. He did something good for me. That's the idea of a minyan when it comes to Birchas HaGomel. And if we're going to make that connection, Shaar Tzion makes that connection, you see, he clearly doesn't hold that it's an issue of Dover Shebe Kedusha. He holds that the Mechayiv is the inyanim that we're talking about. It's the lofty inyanim of getting married that we talk about that require the minyan. Okay, so vaytu in the Gemara, Tan Rabbanim, Mevarchin Birchus Chasanim veBeis Chasanim. Where do we say the Birchus Chasanim? We say it in the Beis Chasanim, where they have the Nisuin. Rabbi Yudah Omer Af veBeis HaErusin Mevarchin Osa. That we even say it in the Beis HaErusin, it doesn't have to be in the Beis Chasanim. So says Maram Rabbi Yehuda Shalom Neshem Misyachnima. That was only in Yehuda where they used to have Yichud in the Beis HaErusin, so that's why they had they would say it in the Beis HaErusin. Tiny Idach, Mevarchin Birchus Chasanim, Beis Chasanim, Birchus HaErusin, VeBeis HaErusin. We have another Beis that says, no, there are different brachos for each place. The Birchus Chasanim is in the Beis Chasanim, the Birchus HaErusin is in the Beis HaErusin. Birchus HaErusin, Mai Mevarich. What is the Birchus HaErusin? A lot of literature on the next few lines, and just in the text of the Birchas HaErusin. What is the bracha the Masari Kedushin makes under the Chuppah? Ravin Baravada, Varaba Baravada, Travair Mishmed Rav Yehuda Amri, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav, V'tzivanu Al Arayos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us from Arayos, V'asalanu As Arusos, and He asked us from sleeping with Arusos, even though the Rishonim point out, the Rashi and others point out that the Isur of an Arusa is only Nisim Midrabbanan, on a Darais level, an Arusa may be Mutter the Baila, but still we say Brachos even on Drabbanans as well. So just like you could say, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav, V'tzivanu L'hadik Nershal Chanukah, even though it's a drabbanan, we could say va'asalanu as arusos, even if the issur is only midrabbanan. V'hitalanu as anesuos adidei chuppah v'kiddushin, and he's matir us with the nesuos, with those who are nesuos to us adidei chuppah v'kiddushin. Rav Acha b'nei Rav Masayim b'mishmed Rav Yuda baruch atah Hashem mekadosh shol adidei chuppah v'kiddushin. That he concludes the bracha with baruch atah Hashem mekadosh shol adidei chuppah v'kiddushin. Mandelol chasim mididav v'birchus peros v'birchus mitzvos. The one that doesn't include the chasima will say, well, it should be just like birchus peros and Birchus Mitzvos, where you don't have a separate Baruch Atah Hashem to be chosen in the bracha. You just say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Yates, and then you don't have another Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. But a man the chasim, he did ava kiddusha. The one that is chasim says it should be blashem kiddusha. It should be like kiddusha yom, where we do conclude with an extra baruch at the end. So it's like a bracha arichta, where we should have an extra bracha at the end. Major discussions about the Birchas HaErusin in the Rishonim. There are like four or five different discussions about Birchas HaErusin. Number one is the bracha before the Maisa Kiddushin, or is it said after the Maisa Kiddushin? Why is it any different than other Birchas HaMitzvos? Number two, why is it different than other Birchas HaMitzvos? So we just say Asher Kedushan Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Al this, or Le this. Why do we have this whole Arichus over here? And also, where do we ever find that you make a bracha on an Isser? V'Tzivanu Al Arayos V'Asalanu Asen Nesuos. These are Isurim. We don't make a bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu Aser Ever Menachai every time we eat Shechted meat. And also, what does Arayos have to do with Erisin? Seems so inappropriate. At a wedding, you're going to start talking about sleeping with other people's wives and with your mother and with your... And it seems like entirely inappropriate. What does that have to do with the wedding? And also, what does chuppah have to do with it? Nowadays, yeah, we say it under the chuppah. But it used to be a year earlier, you say in the Birchus HaErusin, Aydei chuppah v'kiddushin. What is chuppah? And it's also backwards. Chuppah v'kiddushin. Kiddushin comes before chuppah. So Rishonim deal with all of these issues. Many of these issues come down to one fundamental issue, and that is, what kind of bracha is it? Is this a birchus mitzvah, or is it a birchus shevach v'odah? The Rambam writes that it's a birchus mitzvah. The Rush writes that it's a birchus shevach v'odah. Rambam says, because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you should say the bracha before the Erusin, just like any other Birchas HaMitzvah. But you say it over Las Yasan, you say the bracha over Las Yasan. That's what Shachta points out, that when you say a bracha over Las Yasan, it can't be over the over. It has to be right before you do the mitzvah. So his minhag is, many Masorah Kiddushins will have the minhag that they'll say the bracha, and then they'll take out the ring, and they'll show it to the Edim, and they'll ask, does it look like it's with the Shavar Puta? And then, like 2 minutes later or so, the Chasam will actually do the actual Kiddushin. Shachta is knowing to show the ring and ask all the questions, and did you actually buy with your own money? Does it look like it's with the Shavar Puta? All that stuff before the bracha. Because if the bracha is going to be from Bichoshish, it's Birchas HaMitzvah, and we say the bracha before the Erusin, so it should be done over Las Yasad, Mamish Adad, right before. It's not really Hefsik because it's me and Yana de Bracha, but still, ideally, you try to make it as close as possible to the actual Kiddushin. The Rosh says, no, you should make it afterwards, because it's Birch Shevach Vodah. Birch Shevach Vodah, you always make after you experience the Shevach Vodah, not before. The Ravid is in between Shita. The Ravid agrees that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but he says you still have to say it afterwards, because the Ravid says, whenever you have a mitzvah where you don't know at the time you're making the bracha whether it's biyado to actually finish the mitzvah, so you can't say the bracha till you see that it's actually done. So he says, the Kala, you could say Aram Kadash Shasli, and she's going to say, ew, no way, and run away, and then it's going to be a bracha levatala. So since it's not biyado, it's totally in her acceptance, so that's the Ravid says you should make the bracha afterwards. Not enough means whose bracha is it? If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's the Chassan's bracha. If it's a Birchas Shevach Vodah, it's a Masada Kiddushin's bracha. So the Chassan has to pay careful attention to be Choshish for the Shita, that it's his bracha. Now, David discusses maybe if the Chassan is deaf, and he can't be Yotzi the Shomei Kona, maybe the Chassan himself would have to make the bracha. That would be a nafkamina between the two shittas and what kind of bracha it is. There's a lot more to say on it, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Panim Chadashos at the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis.